This is Solving Your Health Puzzle with your host, Dr. Stuart Yeager.
This is Solving Your Health Puzzle, where we discuss the interferences that are affecting your health and how to remove those interferences to solve your health puzzle. Dr. Yeager is a chiropractic physician specializing in holistic health care. By identifying and removing the interferences that cause stress to our bodies, which is the cause of the changes in our bodies affecting a person's health. And my name is Nancy. I'm a registered nurse and work in Dr. Yeager's office to assist him in removing those interferences that are affecting a person's health. I've written a book on how to lose weight holistically and safely and assist people in making the lifestyle changes that are livable so people can shed those unwanted pounds and detoxify at the same time. I analyze people's food diaries and tell them what they are lacking and what they are getting too much of. In most cases, people eat too much in the grain and bad fat categories and not enough in the vegetable and good fat categories. For more information, visit Dr. Yeager's website at www.dryeager.com. That is www.dryeager.com.
On our show, we talk about holistic health care and how holistic health care finds and treats the underlying cause of a person's health condition. Today, we're going to focus our discussion on digestion and its interconnectedness with the different interferences of the health puzzle. Later on, we will have Linda Lawrence with us. She's one of my patients that came into our office, and she will tell her story on how we helped her with her health puzzle. The health of the digestive system is one of the most important things to look at when we look at the health puzzle because it affects the other areas of the health puzzle. And it affects how food is assimilated. Now, a person is not what they eat, but what they digest and assimilate.
A person may say that I'm eating good and I even take nutritional supplements. Or I eat my proteins and vegetables and good grains and eat foods with good sources of essential fatty acids. But I have all of these health problems. They may say that they have hormones that are out of balance, or they're depressed and they have anxiety. They may have no energy, or say, I hurt all over, or they may even have gas or get constipated. Or they could say, I have allergies or asthma, or they may get headaches or have dry skin. They may even say that they have cravings for sugar and fatty foods, or their muscles are weak. They may have muscle cramps, or they may crave chocolate, or they may have bone spurs, or they may have white spots under their fingernails. These symptoms are just a few examples of symptoms of poor digestion and malnutrition. The person is not getting the nutrients they need for healthy physiological function.
Let's start out by giving an overview of the digestive process. First, mechanically, we break down our food and mix food with the saliva, and we do that by chewing. Now, the saliva starts to break down the simple carbohydrates, and it lubricates the food so it travels down the esophagus smoothly. It's the stomach gastric juices that have hydrochloric acid, which then mixes with a substance called pepsinogen, which then makes the pepsin that breaks down the protein and turns the solid food into a liquid that makes digestion possible. Even though hydrochloric acid is very acidic at about a pH of 2, your stomach is built to house that hydrochloric acid for your entire life. Now, your stomach has a very thick lining of mucus, which protects the walls from becoming damaged by the hydrochloric acid. The proper amount of hydrochloric acid actually protects the stomach from the conditions that break down the protective mucus lining and conditions such as bacterial, yeast, or parasite infections.
Some of the conditions that decrease the hydrochloric acid production are illness, stress, or the lack of key nutrients that are needed to produce hydrochloric acid like zinc and vitamin B3. And then there is the aging process where your hydrochloric acid levels naturally decline.
Now, after hydrochloric acid mixes with the food and liquefies, this substance is not very acidic as it moves into the small intestine. It's this acidity that triggers the pancreas to secrete further digestive enzymes to finish the digestion process, which then neutralizes the pH of the food substance. Now, if there's a lack of hydrochloric acid in the food that travels into the small intestine, then there may not be sufficient stimulation to have enough pancreatic enzymes secreted to finish the digestive process, and so you are left with food particles that aren't completely digested.
When people experience pain in their stomach, sometimes they think they have too much hydrochloric acid and it's burning their stomach, when actually there can be other things going on. They could have a timing issue where the hydrochloric acid is produced when there is no food in the stomach, or a mechanical issue when the sphincter at the top of the stomach, which is meant to keep the food and the hydrochloric acid in the stomach and not up into the esophagus, will not keep closed. Or even a hiatal hernia, where part of the stomach is pouched up through the ring of the diaphragm.
And then there's the condition where there is a deficient hydrochloric acid, and the food enters the stomach and takes a long time to digest, and it produces gas, which is burped up, and some of the hydrochloric acid then enters the esophagus, which causes pain.
Yes, the esophagus isn't meant to have hydrochloric acid in it. And when it becomes damaged from the hydrochloric acid, sometimes medications are needed to help heal that damaged tissue. But those medications are meant to be very temporary and not meant to stay on for a long period of time, as they disrupt the natural digestion process.
Now, with this digestion, there's something that I have talked about before a number of times, and that is leaky gut, or what the medical community calls hyperpermeability. Now, leaky gut is where the lining of the gut loses its integrity, so items that should be screened out now gets through the gut lining. This partially digested food is able to permeate or leak through the small intestine lining, along with those things like chemicals and toxins when this occurs. So this means partially digested food is now circulating through the bloodstream. Now, these particles of undigested food aren't in a form that the body can use because the particles are too large and need to be further broken down. They don't supply the body with the nutrients that the body needs because they aren't in a form that the body can use. Now, this leaky gut situation leads to malnourishment. Now, leaky gut is a physiological situation, not a pathological situation. Now, to show you how this also ties in with the other pieces of the health puzzle, leaky gut is a largely contributing factor to food allergies. So heal the gut, and it helps the absorption and also prevents food allergies. If you're not already reacting to food, leaky gut also causes inflammation and arthritis. So it can be a very important factor with weight gain.
Leaky gut also affects the immune system. To have a healthy digestive system, a healthy intestine needs to have sufficient quantities of good, healthy bacteria in the small and large intestines. The intestines need the healthy bacteria called probiotics to keep it healthy and to keep out bacteria and yeast that will make a person sick. These bacteria are killed off when a person takes antibiotics. If a person has food poisoning, they will often get diarrhea. What often happens is the good bacteria are lost with the diarrhea, and so, as part of overcoming the diarrhea, good bacteria are needed to be reintroduced back into the intestines. So as a preventative measure to strengthen your immune system, to help keep your chances from becoming sick with an infection, a person needs to take probiotics on a regular basis to ensure that they have a healthy amount of good bacteria in their intestines. The good bacteria are an important part of having a strong immune system. When present, it doesn't allow the yeast and bad bacteria to take over.
I could talk about a number of conditions that are created from improper digestion, so I'm going to take the example of osteoporosis. Now, osteoporosis is a bone mineral disorder that makes bones weak and brittle. One of the main problems with osteoporosis is malnutrition, with identified risk factors of not enough calcium and or phosphorus or zinc or boron or copper or vitamins A, E, D, and K and vitamin C. Drinking soft drinks like Coke and Pepsi can contribute to osteoporosis because it contains phosphoric acid. You know, when a person thinks about osteoporosis, a person naturally thinks of the need to take more calcium. Well, I'm going to talk about some of the other factors that influence calcium absorption and osteoporosis.
We are going to take a break, and we invite you to call in to get a free CD for your personal computer called Solving the Health Puzzle, the 6 Steps to Wellness. This CD explains the 6 different interferences and the techniques that we use to solve the health puzzle. That is a $35 value. We are also offering a free 20-minute consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can learn how we can help you solve your health puzzle. That is a $100 value. Now, if you are hesitant to make an appointment just yet, we will also schedule with you a free 15-minute telephone consultation with Dr. Yeager so that you can find out if this is something that may help you. But you need to call us right away at 801-943-3355 and leave us a message with your name, telephone number, and mailing address. Speak slowly and repeat your telephone number and mailing address so that we can get it right and you can get this CD. And you can schedule for your free appointment. Again, that is 801-943-3355 for Dr. Stuart Yeager with Solving Your Health Puzzle. That is 801-943-3355.
More on Solving Your Health Puzzle coming up on Talk Radio 105.7 FM, 570 AM.